Is human progress cyclical or cumulative?
Or does it even exist at all? How do we define progress? That's the thing. I don't know. Have you ever looked at the Carl Sagan History of Paradigm Shifts?
No, it's a TV show or book?
No, it's like just a chart.
Oh, chart, okay.
In it, and this is something that I was thinking of before we started talking tonight, and I think about this fairly often, paradigm shifts are defined exclusively in terms of technical breakthroughs, which I think is a really big philosophical mistake. But I think that type of concept of paradigm shift goes more along with the idea of progress rather than cycles. But I think that, as with everything else that I've probably been saying tonight, progress and cycles are not necessarily mutually exclusive.
Right.
Like, what I tend to think of in terms of both of those things are spirals. A spiral is both cyclical and progressive. In other words, the spiral goes around once, and then there's a point on the spiral that is next to, but not in the same line with, a previous point on the spiral, which means that there may be similarities to those two points, but one is now informed by the previous history that the spiral has gone on. And a spiral can be infinitely regressive and infinitely progressive. In other words, there's no starting point of a spiral necessarily. There doesn't have to be. And there's no ending point to a spiral. There doesn't have to be.
Good.